Beloved, I am writing to you that you should know how to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know why God inspired St. Paul to do all these letters? Have you thought about that? Why it was that God sent this man to write all these things down? What was his sole purpose? St. Paul was a man who only wanted, as it speaks in Galatians, as we read on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross just a couple days ago, last Thursday. He said, I desire to know nothing but Christ Jesus and him crucified, nailed to this very same cross which we have here. This is all that St. Paul wanted to know, to breathe, to understand, to spend his life contemplating this. And isn't that what we contemplate every time we come to Mass? When we walk into a church, if nothing else tells us, if the walls are all banal and white, if the ceiling is nothing, is just like what we have here, if it all seems to be like there's nothing going on in a Catholic church, how do we know it's a Catholic church as opposed to any other Protestant church? What do we know? The cross, the crucifix. Not just two pieces of wood that have been hammered together, but it's got Christ himself hanging upon it, which is the power of God, the wisdom of God. Brothers and sisters, that's how we know that we are in the church of the living God. When we see Christ on the cross, when we see not just a few beams that have been fashioned together, but the one who makes those beams salvation for us. That's why we as Catholics don't just wear crosses around our necks, which are just tools of execution, but we wear crosses with corpuses, because we remember he who made that thing worth it. He who makes our life worth it, especially in the midst of the sufferings which we have. Out in the world, and maybe even here in our place, there are lots of spiritual people who say, who run after everything that smacks of anything spiritual. Well, great. There are lots of things that can touch your spirit anywhere in the world. There's only one which leads to heaven. How do we know what it is? St. Paul talks about what the church actually is. He says, I want to make sure that you know how it is that you're supposed to behave when you enter into God's house. Which is what? Which is the church, the living God. Which means it's the very place where God lives. The one who lives, the one who was crucified, died, and rose. That's where he dwells, in the church. Which is what? And what is the mission of the church? To be the pillar and bulwark, or pillar and foundation of all things that are true. So if it's true, what you know is that the church supports it. And if the church doesn't support it, if the church doesn't proclaim it, you know for sure that's not true. It's not true. And so we don't need to look for anything else. St. Paul was writing to a people who were looking for all sorts of hidden knowledge everywhere throughout the world, running after the newest craze or whatever. We as Catholics don't do that, because we know we have enough in Christ. We know that all we need to do is to contemplate this guy here, who is nailed to this thing, and to see how in the midst of our sufferings, which we have very many here, don't we? Every day, struggle, pain, hardships. We experience that loss, but they all make sense when we see not a cross, but when we see a crucifix. When we see not two beams which are fashioned together, but we see he who suffers for me. Because of that, brethren, glory in the cross. And know that our church, the Catholic Church, supports that. Which is where the living God actually dwells. When we experience this Mass, ask God to increase our faith in his church. Ask God to increase our own contentment within not just his cross, but that we can find true happiness enduring the cross with the very same man whom we contemplate, who suffered, who died, was buried. That's the man Jesus Christ, the author of our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.